The life of a student athlete can be a rather complex one. Not only charged with keeping up with the usual class schedule, homework assignments, and group projects, a competitive athlete must also balance these primary obligations with an often rigorous practice schedule, including hours of preparation, and typically must even include travel for competitions. But after talking to senior Kelsey Kernett, a finance major and member of the women's golf team, students from UGA's Grady College learned that her double life was even more complicated than that. In fact, Kelsey's journey to becoming an official member of UGA's golf team challenged her commitment to a lifelong dream. It's a story that can only be found beyond the golf course, a place we like to call the other side of the G.
I have lived polar opposite lives here at UGA. I was living in Creswell, one of the high-rise dorms, with everyone else. I joined a sorority. I studied abroad. I basically lived like the cliche freshman year life.
But soon Kelsey realized this typical college experience wasn't going to be enough for her. Kelsey had been an avid competitive golfer in high school, and though she had a few offers from Division II schools to play golf, being at UGA was her dream. So without an official offer from the university, she decided to be part of the golf team any way she could.
I came into the program as the titled manager, so I had no perks of an athlete at all, basically a hidden figure behind the scenes. I dealt a lot with like the recruiting process, so I actually sent out some flyers and stuff to potential girls, but it kind of fell on me in my own time to practice and keep up with my skills, which is definitely hard, I could say. Maintaining school and then being the solo person responsible for your success.
Kelsey was happy to be an asset to the team, but she just couldn't shake her desire to be more than just a manager. She wanted to play.
I traveled with the team going to a tournament out in California in the fall of my sophomore year, and I watched them play. I was like, wow, I can do this. I miss the competitive aspect. I don't want to give up my dreams. So I went up to Josh after the tournament and I kind of presented myself to him saying, I really think I can work hard. I can be an attribute to this team. And he kind of laid out the facts that I needed to play in tournaments. I need to have scores. He needed to basically see like my resume. I said like, mark my words, I'll be on this team. And I played in a few tournaments over the summer and basically just like showed him all that I had done. And I think he respected the fact that I put a lot of time in and work.
Head coach Josh Brewer was so impressed, in fact, that he soon allowed her to be an official walk-on team member. But that would only last a few months. Unbeknownst to Kelsey, Coach Brewer would give her one of the greatest Christmas gifts she'd ever received.
I was actually very sick with strep throat. I had taken a final that morning at 8 a.m. with 103-degree fever and was not happy. And I told Josh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to our Christmas party today. And he was like, go to the doctor, try and come. So I am just nervous I'm contagious, but I decided to go. And I'm trying to keep my distance from everyone. And basically, we go through the whole party and we have like our gift exchange and stuff. And then Josh goes, okay, we have one more gift. This is for Kelsey. He hands me this huge box, and then I go in, there's more and more boxes, and I finally get down to the letter, and I open it, and I see the heading on it, and I'm like, oh my God, and I start shaking, and then I read it, and it was just the signing paper for Scholarship Athlete, and it was unreal. I texted a picture of it to my family. They were confused, too. Like, no one really understood the magnitude of it. We were just all kind of in shock, and as time went on and just like the details of it all, like the reality set in and how insane and crazy this story is. I was so grateful to just even be a part of the team. Honestly, the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me to show me how much they appreciate me.
And though she was not just a regular student anymore, Kelsey doesn't regret the unique path she took to becoming an official Georgia Bulldog.
I don't really know any athletes who have done this. It's kind of crazy. It's absolutely a Cinderella story, and I tell every person I know how insane it is, and then it just keeps getting better. I don't know what else I could do. It's perfect to me.
This segment was produced by Grady College students Mayan Patel and Emma Erbs, with post-production work by graduate assistant Morgan Fry. To hear Kelsey's story again and other conversations between Grady College students and UGA athletes, you can visit our website at wuga.org.